Antonio Gutierrez pushed the 193-member General Assembly on Friday to tell Myanmar's military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Gutierrez told reporters, quote, "We cannot live in a world where military coups become a norm. It is totally unacceptable. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's government, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in a November election. International observers have said the ballot was fair." Diplomats say the General Assembly on Friday is set to call for a stop to the flow of arms to Myanmar and urge the military to respect November election results and to release political detainees, including Suu Kyi. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election in which ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi is seen at all but certain to coast to victory after all serious rivals were barred from running. The supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, cast the first vote in Tehran and then urged Iran's nearly 60 million eligible voters to follow suit before the scheduled close of polls at midnight local time. But just over 12 hours into voting, nationwide turnout has reached 37%. Reported the Fars news agency, as overseas Iranians also cast their ballots in Iraq, Kuwait, Lebanon, and elsewhere. Pictures of often flag-waving voters in Iran-dominated state TV coverage, but away from the polling station, some voiced anger at what they say is a stage-managed election. Results are expected on Saturday. If no clear winner emerges, a runoff will be held on Friday next week. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's chief scientist said Friday the Delta variant of COVID-19, first identified in India, is becoming the global dominant variant of the disease. Britain has reported a steep rise in infections with the Delta variant, while Germany's top public health official predicts it will rapidly become dominant there despite rising vaccination rates. Meanwhile, the Kremlin blames a surge in COVID-19 cases on reluctance to have vaccinations and quote-unquote nihilism after a record number of new infections in Moscow, mostly with the new Delta variant fanning fears of a third wave. And WHO officials said Africa remains an area of concern, even though it accounts for only around 5% of new global infections and 2% of deaths. New cases in Namibia, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Rwanda have doubled in the last week with little vaccine access, according to the organization. Japanese medical experts said Friday banning spectators at the Olympics is the least risky option for holding the games, even as they appear resigned to the possibility of allowing some fans into venues amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The government and Tokyo 2020 organizers have for months held off deciding whether domestic spectators will be allowed. Overseas fans are already banned. Japan has avoided the kind of coronavirus outbreaks that have crippled many other countries, but its vaccine rollout has been slow, and its medical system has been pushed to the brink in parts of the country. The government's drive to hold the games has been criticized by some hospitals and doctors' unions. Final decision on fans will be taken at a meeting as early as Monday between organizers, including Tokyo 2020 and the International Olympic Committee, and representatives from the national and Tokyo governments. Already delayed by 1 year, some 41% of people want the games canceled, according to a GG News poll released on Friday. If the games go ahead, 64% of the public want them without spectators, the poll found. And Israel says it will transfer around 1 million doses of soon-to-expire coronavirus vaccines to the Palestinian Authority in exchange for a similar number of doses that Palestinians expect to receive later this year. Israel, which has reopened after vaccinating some 85% of its adult population, has faced criticism for not sharing its vaccines with the 4.5 million Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. The agreement was announced by the new Israeli government that was sworn in on Sunday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's VOA. One more.